C'est fini, mon amour.
Poison Girlfriends Fact 2. Today, for this lot at least, I wanted to kind of create like a electronic vibe, kind of. But yeah, also If you're new here, this is Nico, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform, or Medford Tufts Freeform radio station. And I'll be taking the 1 to 2 a.m. slot, so I hope you guys enjoy that one. Next is a song. It's called Dust by Snuggle, and I actually personally have never heard of it before, so this will be my first time hearing it, but it's a song recommendation by my friend Johnny over here, and yeah, so let's see how it sounds. Okay.
Soul trails on my skin, your fingers following them, diving into your eyes, ocean deep, sand grains in my teeth. I'm grinding, burning pine trees, cicadas singing, the mountainside is changing.
Okay, so that was my friend Johnny's song request, and I liked it. I gotta say, I liked it a lot. I don't know about y'all, but anyways. okay, next up we have... Okay, so the first song... I'm kind of, like, alternating between, like, my songs and my friend's... what's it called?
John.
Yes. No, I know your name. Wait, do you want to get on the mic?
Oh, yeah, wait.
Here, I can do, like... Yeah, mic 3. Oh, he's putting on his headphones, guys.
What's up?
Hey, okay. How, on the scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate that song?
I would say 8.
Solid. Okay. anyways, What was I gonna do? Oh, I was gonna introduce the next song. Okay. Oh yeah, so since we're alternating, this is like another song of mine. It's by this guy called Bet Cover. Actually, I don't know if they're a band or if it's just one guy. Like Tame Impala. But okay. Sorry, terrible joke. This song is called Kitsune, which means fox, from his album Jikan, which means time. So yeah. The first song that I played earlier was also by a Japanese artist, if I didn't mention. I don't know. I don't really have like a specific like theme for Japanese like electronic songs, but just so happened to be. So yeah, this has kind of been a song that's just been like on loop, I guess, for me. But anyways, okay, here we go. Kitsune by Bet Cover.
Hito hito oshidase chotto mae o toru yo boku ga seikatsu o hikande iru no wa warui warui kitsune no shiwaza. Oh,
So that was Kitsune by what's his name, Bet Cover. You're on mic, by the way. Wait, you don't have to put headphones on if you don't want to, but like that also works. Okay. Anyways, do you want to introduce the next song? Since it's a song request by Johnny.
What's up, guys? My name is Johnny, and this is Reality Demo by Grimes.
Hey, hope you enjoy. Reality by Demo. I mean, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant, guys. My fault. Sorry, I was like trying to switch something. That was Reality Demo by Grimes.
Yeah.
Thanks for confirming, Johnny.
No problem.
Okay. Next up, we have... Oh, we have a song from the movie All About Lily Choo Choo, or Chow Chow? I don't know how to pronounce it. Chow Chow? I don't know. But, again, it's a Japanese movie, and it's called Hikosen, which means... Wait, I'm pretty sure it means, like, what's it called? Those balloon things that you can float in. Hot air balloon?
Oh, yeah, hot air balloon.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so terribly sorry if that's not what it means. But, yeah, it's, like, a part of the soundtrack from the movie. And I watched the movie, like, maybe 4 years ago. So, low-key, don't remember anything from it. So... Yeah, but anyways, here is Hikosen. Okay, so that was Hikosen by Lily Choo Choo. And, okay, turns out it didn't mean hot air balloons. What was it?
It was blimp.
Blimps.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't really know what the difference was until I looked it up. But, sorry, I'm like airing myself out here. But I don't really know what blimps are for. I think I just looked it up. I think they're for like advertisements.
I think
potentially?
So.
Potentially? Question mark. I haven't, low-key, where did they go? Because
I don't know.
I haven't seen them in a while.
I think there's, like, this, like, historical thing
where like one like blew up or something.
Ancient relic.
Yeah.
In the air, in outer space, perhaps. Loki, bring back blimps. Back. Wait, that should be like on my bucket list, like going on a blimp, cause who controls them?
Oh yeah, you could go inside of. There's like the little thingy.
Oh, like the little thing like below the blimp. Yeah. But like.
That'd be cool.
I've never. Yeah. I don't know. I've never thought to like go on one. But like, hey guys, this is something to add to your bucket list. So.
Exactly.
Better check it off before you pass. Anyways, do you want to introduce the next song?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So. This is a song that I just found a few days ago.
Ooh. It
is called "Finding God in the Cut" by Untitled Halo. And then Halo is like in parentheses, and it's all lowercase.
Yes.
Yes.
I haven't personally listened to this song yet, but I'm about to. Okay, so yeah. Hope you guys enjoy "Finding God in the Cut." Hope you guys find it. Him.
Yes.
In the cut. Okay, that was, or wait, what was it? Oh, okay, that was a new song. Sorry, I'm like all over the place right now. Okay, Finding God in the Cut by Untitled parentheses Halo. Okay,
yeah.
I think it might be time for our PSA.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so.
Wait, what's it?
Oh.
Here, let's read the title.
Okay. So today's PSA is numbers to think about worldwide cost of American healthcare.
Mm.
Ooh. So, the annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion.
What?
That was the explosion. the U.S. GDP is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP.
Yo, are you guys hearing this?
Another explosion. Hold on.
Whoa. Okay. With the United States compromising slightly less than 5% of the world's population and 5% of the Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the planet's population. Numbers to think about. From WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Boom.
Boom. Thank you so much for listening to that, guys. Okay, next up we have Tea Party by Yes Mama. Okay. Question mark. Okay, hope you enjoy.
Perhaps the most famous is the Boston Tea Party.
What the shit? What color nine?
Say it again,
that was Tea Party by Yes Mama Okay, which I also didn't realize was, again, Japanese. I wasn't doing that intentionally, but I guess I'm just in a very, like, Japanese era of my life. Anyways, okay, do you want to...
Oh, yeah. So, sometimes when you're listening to music...
Right.
You're like, I want to listen to a song. So this next song is a song by Elijah Ike, called End of Life.
And this is the song.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was End of Life by Elijah... wait, I don't know why I even began to say that, because I don't know how to pronounce the last name. Elijah Ike? Ike? Yeah. And this next song is not a Japanese artist. Surprise, surprise. Ooh. Fine, boom, insert. And then... yes. It's actually... Okay, it's by Ear, who is actually coming to freaking Davis Square on... March 22nd, and ooh. I have tickets to see them live, which is pretty cool.
Let's go.
But one of their songs is up next, which is called Real Life, from their album The Most Dear and the Future. So yes, hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
that was Ears Real Life. And yeah, I'm just very excited to see them in concert. And hopefully, okay, this is me manifesting to get to do press for them, because I have yet to do like a concert photography press request that succeeded. So I don't even know if Ear is like niche enough for me to be able to easily do that, but hopefully. I feel like if they're performing at Davis Square, like, yeah, it's very, it's the likelihood of me getting press is a little bit higher than my past requests. But anyways.
Oh, so this next song is How Much I Love You Baby by the Satellite Lovers, or Satellite Lovers.
Yes. We know that. I think I've heard of Satellite Lovers. I don't remember if I have. Oh, I do have the... Oh, wait, I have the song saved. Oh, wait, no. It's literally... I have the song saved because I just put it on
the playlist. Oh, yeah.
Are they Japanese?
I'm not sure.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is yet another Japanese artist. But this is not... I didn't put this on the playlist. Johnny did, so... Yeah. Yes. Hopefully you guys enjoy as well.
You.
so that was How Much I Love You Baby by Satellite Lovers. And next up we have a song. Okay, I discovered this like maybe 5 days ago, but it said that it was like my first, or it was the first time to play this song. So yeah, it's by, oh shoot, I'm gonna mispronounce it. It's by Kush Dungana, and it's called Right Words. It was released last year, so pretty new, I would say. Yeah. But yeah, hopefully you enjoy. Wait, I low-key forget how it sounds, but I just kind of put it in here because it was like a new song that I'm listening to. Okay, bye-bye. Right Words by Kush Dungana. And next up we have Joker by Miss Asterix Gloom, which is also a newer song. Actually, I don't know if it's new, but it's just like a song that, oh, it is a new, okay, it was released July 2025 if that's considered new, but I found it like a few days ago, so I'm gonna play that as well. Okay. So yeah, hope you enjoy.
Oh,
Okay, that was Joker by Miss Gloom. And next up, we have Without You by Meat Computer. For the sudden switch up, but here is one of our oh wait this might be the last song. Do you want to introduce it?
Oh yeah, so this is Lucy Bedrock, Use Your Wings.
Yeah, it's,
I really like this song.
Okay since this is our last song, I'm gonna close it off by saying this is Nico and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio Station. I hope everyone has a good night. And yeah, I hope you enjoy this last song.
She's a part of her. Let's see how far this can spread.